Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a real-life medium? Then this is the podcast for you. In this show, you'll learn how to open your heart to spirit, hear adventures I've experienced as an award-winning psychic medium and teacher. Plus, I'm going to give you some psychic information and insight into what the future holds for our increasingly crazy world. Tune in every Friday and get ready to connect to the other side. I'm Jen, and I'll be your guide starting right now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Singing Medium Podcast. I'm your host, Jen Abra, and today we're going old school. We're going OG. We're going OG Jen Abra and where the teachings actually began. We're going back to the beginning. So this episode is going to be called Unearth Your Intuition. And as you all know, and if you don't know, you're going to be like, wow, that is so cool. It is the title of my book called Unearth Your Intuition. And you can buy my book, Unearth Your Intuition, on Amazon. And I bet you a lot of you actually already have a copy of my book sitting on your shelf right now. So go get it off the shelf, dust it off, and read it, because it is a very easy read. I've been told it is in the style of Jen. So it's like I'm talking to you. Now, this book, I'm not just talking about the book. I'm going to be talking about unearthing your intuition and how you can use your intuition more often so that you can live a life of spirit-led experiences, how you can know when something is right for you, when something is not right for you, and most importantly, how to not ignore, to stop ignoring your intuition, which we all do, even me, an expert on intuition who wrote a book about it. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, and it's going to be very interesting for you, even if you are, you know, already a professional medium, or you already have your own spiritual business and you think you're all knowing everything. You might learn something new today, because of course, as always, my episodes are, and the way I speak to you on my podcast is with spirit energy. So spirit speaks through me, through my heart, through my throat to you guys, and gives you the highest levels of spiritual content that I can think of at where I am at my current level of existence. So this is called Unearth Your Intuition. So let's start back OG. And the reason why I say it's OG, which is old, is OG. I think I'm cool. Original. This is sort of where I started from. And going back to basics. So back to basics in the spiritual experience that you're all having that everyone can relate to. Everyone gets signs from spirit. So what I mean by Unearth Your Intuition, the book is about signs from spirit. So that includes, you know, what is your intuition, number one? It's those gut feelings. In my book, I call it your inner GPS system, and following those nudges that you get, those subtle nudges, and the nudges get stronger the more you ignore them. They keep you out of danger. Your intuition keeps you out of danger. Sometimes we refer to your intuition as your higher self. We might refer to them as your guide. So also in my book I wrote 5 years ago, 6 years ago, maybe now, I talk about spirit guides and how my very first encounter with a spirit guide actually told me I was going the wrong way on a street. And I ended up at the wrong house because I didn't listen to my intuition or my inner GPS or my spirit guides. But I literally, for the first time ever, 6 or 7 years ago, heard a spirit guide talk to me. I know you guys are all curious about spirit guides, but we'll see where this conversation goes. And signs from spirit. So all you guys see 1111, you know, you hear songs on the radio and you feel like they might be talking to you. You might receive a feather or a dime. You might be receiving lights flickering in your home, because that means there's someone, your loved one in spirit who has passed on, is actually able to do that for you. How do they do that? One time I remember we were on a little road trip, my family and I think I might've had, I didn't have the Jeep yet, so it would have been a while ago. I had the Mazda SUV and CX-9, to be exact, because there's a story with that car, but which has to do with my intuition, by the way. That car was a manifestation of my intuitiveness, my beginnings, my OG intuition starting. We went out, we stopped at Tim Hortons, of course, and we came back, and in the doors were all closed, the windows were all up. We get back to the car and I look in the passenger side, and I'm not kidding you, there was a beautiful mid-size, large-ish blue jay feather on my seat. I'm just going to give you a minute. And I know you have stories similar to this. I know you do. I know you found this random, seemingly random feather somewhere where it couldn't possibly get to. You're there 1 minute and the next minute it's gone, you know? You might, now what does that do with intuition, Jen? What does that have to do? So it's beginning to understand that you can communicate with your own loved ones in spirit and get signs from the universe, from your loved ones in spirit, because they want to help you. And they want to help you build your intuition. They want to help you unearth that out of you, because every single one of you listening to this podcast episode has intuition. Every single person on earth has intuition, as you already know this. Now, just as a preface, how do you become psychic is when you start to pay attention to your intuition. So you have to really get to know your intuition and really trust it. That being said, I don't always follow my own intuition, and I literally wrote a book on it. So again, we all do this. We all ignore it sometimes because sometimes we think we know better. Our brain is smart. We think we know better than our intuition, but it's literally that star system guiding you to get to places that you need to be in order to have the life that you want, places that are helpful to meet helpful people. Intuition can come from a voice in your head, but only if you're clairaudient. If you're not clairaudient, what's clairaudient? Clairaudient, I've talked about before, is a psychic sense or an intuitive sense. It's where you hear a voice in your head, the good kind of voice. You hear a voice in your head saying, so-and-so, you should do this. Now, I don't know if there's a Melissa who's listening to me right now, but I wanted to say Melissa. Melissa, you need to listen to your intuition. Stop ignoring your gut, okay? Sometimes intuition looks like, and I used to ignore this too, because sometimes your ego can get very big, or what's the word I'm looking for? Inflated. And it's something that your brain's like, well, I just want to ignore this because I really want to hang out with this person. So one of my knowings that something is off or wrong, which is intuition, is my stomach will physically hurt when I'm around somebody that's not good for me. But in the past, I have ignored this multiple times because it was thought I thought I knew better than my intuition. And this can get us in a lot of trouble, and it would save you a lot of trouble if you listen to your intuition from the beginning. But there's a learning curve and a learning process that we all need to go through when developing our intuition, when acknowledging it, when building it, when expanding it. And I'm not saying the intuition has to be something that you use as a gift or you help people with. This is for you. This is just for you to help you in your own life to make your own decisions. And let's talk about that some more, shall we? So going back to the stomach ache, if you get a sensation in your body, there's sometimes a physical, your intuition sometimes shows up as a physical manifestation of this is bad. It's like a warning, danger, right? It's like the stomach ache is the big one for me. If I'm around someone, I can't be around them. I'd be like, I gotta go. But before, I would stick around and see how things go. But I don't do that anymore. I'm thinking of another example of when you should listen, when your intuition is trying to warn you about something. So it's not always it warns you about something. It can also be a positive thing, but let's talk about the warning sometimes. So sometimes if you have a plan to go somewhere and you're all excited about it and you're about to get in the car and you go, oh, I forgot something. Let me go back into the house and do X, Y, Z. And then I'm going to go. And then when you get in the house, your clothes rip, but you get it caught in the door or something, and you're like, oh my God. Or you suddenly start to feel ill as you go back in the house. That's your intuition. That's your spirit guides, your higher intelligence saying, let's not go right now because maybe something would happen if you actually end up going, or if you had left at the time you were supposed to, something could have happened, right? So it's always looking out for you. Your intuition is always looking out for you. Your intuition is your best friend. Because this actually happened to me one time, like years ago when I was going to Zumba. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I used to be a Zumba instructor of all things. I was Zumba crazy. If you've been following me, like if you've been my Facebook friend for like the past 14 years, there was a time when my entire personal Facebook feed was Zumba crazy. Like, here's my Zumba outfit I got in the mail. And I used to wear like the pink nylon pants with the snaps on them, have one leg up, one leg down. I thought it was super cool. And I love Zumba so much. Like, it made me so happy. That was like my thing. And I remember one time I was meant to go. I was like planning on going to a Zumba class. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting about to get ready in the car with my cool Zumba pants and the tag hanging out the back, you know, you shake your booty, do your thing. And I had this overwhelming feeling of nausea come over me, like just literally out of the blue. And I was like, what is that? And I literally couldn't go to Zumba. And I found out later that there had been an accident on the road that I was going to take to get to Zumba. So I'm not saying that I was going to get in the accident. I'm just saying that there was something telling me not to go. I mean, yes, I could have taken a different route, but I felt sick. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to go to Zumba when I feel sick, right? Mm-hmm. Little stories like this. The other time that I wrote about in my book, there was a road in Shelburne where I used to live. And there was like maybe it's Main Street. So there's like Main Street East, Main Street West, and they kind of cross over the big highway. And you either could go right for one. And it was funny because if you went west, it was the same numbers on the houses. And if you went east, it was the same number on the houses. So I'm driving and I was supposed to pick up something or meet someone at their house. And I'm like, I'm going to go right on Main Street West or East. I forget which one, but I'm like, I'm going to go turn this way because I know better. Literally everything in me, this weird feeling came over me, was like, wrong way. And I heard in my head, you're going the wrong way. Like clear as if someone was speaking to me, like I'm speaking to you right now. And I ignored it and I turned right instead because Jen knows better. I know better. No, it's this way. I go up to the house. Say the house is like 149 Main Street. Go up to the door, and the whole time I'm walking up to the door, I'm like, this is not the right house, but go anyway, because you're cool and you know better. Knock on the door. I'm like, is so-and-so here? You have the wrong house. I'm like, oh my God, I knew it. I should have listened to the voice. My inner GPS said, go, you're going the wrong way, but I ignored it. So first we want to talk about, because I know a lot of you ignore it. We all ignore our intuition. The trick is to, the more you follow the intuition, the nudges from spirit, your spirit guides, you follow that high intelligence, the stronger your intuition becomes. Okay? Makes sense. That's a very logical statement to make. Now, the more you do this, the more your inner gift begins to grow, because I believe this is a gift from God, this source. This is literally life force energy inside of you. And half of you are walking around like, oh, I don't want to listen to my intuition because I know better. But if you can learn how to become aware of it and practice using it and following that inner knowing or that inner hearing, depending on what ability and the way your intuition speaks to you and through you, you got to figure that out. The more you follow it, the stronger it gets. And eventually down the road, it could lead to noticing your dreams. I know you all have dreams. You have, sometimes you'll have a dream about something and the next day it happens. Not always bad, sometimes good things. You know, I saw someone was pregnant and then the next day they're pregnant. You find out, right? So it's not always a negative thing, but we want to, you're going to see incremental increases in your intuition getting stronger the more that you use it. Make sense? Perfect. Okay, so going back to the OG thing I talked about earlier, in the book, Unearth Your Intuition, I talk about angel numbers. Now, this angel numbers is how my spiritual business, my spiritual journey actually began, not my business. The numbers were insane. So I would be, remember, before at my spiritual awakening, I was just driving to Brampton every day, going to the school board to work, being a kindergarten teacher. That's what I was doing every day. No awareness of like, there's something out there that's talking to me. There's no voices in my head yet. Just like, but I started to notice on my commute every single day that I would start to notice license plates in front of me and trucks that would go by me and billboard signs that had repeating numbers. And I began to notice them. Whereas before I would never notice. I'm like, I don't care about that. And I would start to notice and they started getting stronger. I would see them more frequently. And then there was like a knowing in my gut, like, oh, this is trying to tell you something. Even though it didn't make any sense logically, why would these repeating numbers mean anything to me? But I started to notice and become aware. Awareness is the key here. You become aware of them and you notice them. And then they get stronger and they get more frequent, right? So we give your attention to something and they get stronger. So I began seeing license plate that would have sayings on them like, I don't know, go home. And at this point, I was actually separated from Chad. We were separating. We lived in separate houses. And I remember starting seeing things with his name on, license plates with his name on it. And like, go home, things like this, or like fam, love, things like this. And I was like, no, I am not going back. We're not getting back together. We're not going to live in the same house. I want my own house, blah, 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 blah. But of course, what ended up happening is we ended up getting back together because the house that I had lived in, I was living with on my own with my kids, fell apart. Like, not literally fell apart, but I wasn't able to stay there anymore. So I ended up going back home and going back to the house that I left. And when after that a time, we ended up getting back together. But when I was seeing these signs, I'm like, absolutely not. You don't know what you're talking about. We're not, this is not happening. But it was telling me, these beautiful signs from spirit were telling me what was to come in my life, because back then in my ego, I was like not wanting that to happen. I had my own plan. I'm like, no, I want to be independent. I want to be separated. I want to be on my own. I want to do my own thing. But if you look, if I look back now, if I hadn't listened to that, if the house didn't fall away, if I had ignored all those things, if I didn't go back home, my life would not look the way it looks now. There's no way, if I was a single mom living in that townhouse still with my kids, there's no way I'd be able to afford trips to Italy, or my life would never have turned out the way it was supposed to do. So your intuition and these signs from spirit are working together to get you to the place so that you can have the life that you want, and you can't see it. The thing with this is that you can't see the outcome. You don't know what's coming unless you're psychic and you've really worked on your intuition like me. You can't see what's coming. You have no idea what's coming, but you have to start to notice the synchronicities and the signs and the feelings and the nudges and see the bigger picture. And sometimes we cannot see the picture at all. We're so focused on what we think is best for us. But I'm telling you, there's a higher intelligence that's working here to get you where you need to be. Okay. This is really important. So the OG thing about the numbers is that was why I started to see the numbers. Then I noticed the license plates, and spirit was speaking to me through these things, through these outlets. Then the song started. So the song, I don't know if Rihanna sings this song, but it's like work, 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 work from home. It's called, there was a song called Work, 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 and then Work from Home, which is two different songs, by the way. So on my commute, I'm not kidding, these songs would play like five times each way. And I'm like, okay, what are you trying to tell me? What is this? I work from home, and this is me going to work at the school board. And I'm like, oh, I think I'm supposed to be working from home, but like, how do I do that? So that got planted in my head of a feeling, an intuitive feeling that I think I need to leave my job, you know? And we talk about the voice. You've heard me talk about the voice many times. The voice is like, after my spiritual breakdown, my emotional breakdown, my nervous breakdown that I had throughout this process of my spiritual awakening, that voice I always talk about told me to go to that metaphysical store, told me to go here, told me to go here, to sign up for this. And I always started to listen to that voice more and more. And as I listened to that voice, I realized it was kind of me, the higher intelligence of me. My higher self was like, you dude, you need to start listening to this voice because it knows what it's talking about. It's going to get you where you want to be in the future. So there's many reasons to listen to your intuition. There's many reasons to follow the signs. You know, we can get into like, there's arguments about what does this angel number mean? What does this mean? Like, I don't really, what's the word I'm looking for? I notice the signs anymore, the number signs, but they're not my main focus anymore, except for triple eights. If I see 8888888, I'm like, yeah, because to me, eights are the infinity symbol of abundance and prosperity. So whenever I see triple eights, it usually means that money is coming into my awareness, which is great because that's my favorite number. 8888888 is my favorite number. So there's that part of the intuition as well. Okay, so we need to recognize it. We need to stop ignoring it. We need to follow it. We need to make it stronger. And we need to follow the signs and listen for the signs and watch for the signs. Now we need to pay attention to how are we receiving these intuitive hits? How are we receiving our intuitive messages and guidance from our higher self, from our spirit guides, from our intuition? How are we doing that? That's the next step. That's the step. So it's like, what for me, it was I heard the voices in my head. I heard the voice and I had a feeling. So hearing a voice would be technically called clairaudience. So I'm clear. I heard voices in my head, and sometimes they're not clear. So that's kind of a detriment to call it clear hearing. Then I would have these intuitive feelings. I had this feeling, and the feeling kept getting stronger and stronger. The more I ignored it, it was like, no, you need to get up and do this thing. So I would hear the voice saying, you should go to this place. You come here. Look at this. Or there'll be this seemingly random post on Facebook. And I'm like, ooh, I have a feeling I should go there. So you might see something and go, boom. Oh, I feel like I should go there. I don't know why, but I feel like I'm going to go there. Perfect. That's what you want to do. That's how you begin your spirit-led life. Now, sometimes the feeling is called clairsentient, which is that feeling, that nudge, that pull, that push. I got to go here. I don't know why, but I just need to go. Follow that. It also goes the opposite way too. I feel like I shouldn't go somewhere because a lot of you are feeling guilty and feeling obligated to go to places you know you don't want to go. You don't want to go there, but you are still operating in obligation. And that's the part of the transformation as well. But the intuition can help you with is to get out of obligation, shame, guilt, doing things you don't want to do and starting to say no, starting to say yes to only the things that you love and no to the things that feel heavy. There's so many things that your intuition can help you with, but you've got to do these things. So how am I receiving these nudges? So pay attention to how am I receiving these messages? And I'll tell the story again about, I think I told it just recently, actually, of my very first psychic vision when I was meditating. So meditating is a big deal with growing your intuition as well. You have to be quiet to receive your intuitive hits. Sometimes they'll come in chaos. But the first vision I ever had was when I was meditating and I had a vision of my van being raised up on a tow truck. I'm like, oh, that's weird. But I had a weird feeling that whole morning. I'm like, something's weird about that. Ignored it because I'm like, I got to go to work. Right. So then that was the day that my van broke down. There's the story with the Mazda, right? My van was a piece of crap. My van I was driving was so rusty and was breaking down. And I had the side mirror was broken because I backed out of the garage and smashed it. And I was driving this piece of crap van that looked horrible and it was loud. I couldn't afford to get the muffler fixed. Spirit's like, oh, guess what, Jen? That's enough putting this off. We're going to take the van from you so that you have to get a new vehicle. See what I mean? So it's always, this intelligence is always, always working with you. Always. So it's really important that you begin to develop or unearth your intuition. So pay attention to the signs. Pay attention to when you get a feather. Pay attention to when the lights are flickering. All of these things are helping you get to where you need to be and helping you enhance that beautiful gift that everyone has this. The problem is not everyone chooses to work on it. Okay, so when you work on your intuition and you make it stronger and every time you follow, it gets stronger. So when you see a class, you're like, oh, I need to take that class. That's intuition, right? Then you get, I know, all of you get in your head, I don't have the money, Jan, blah, blah, blah. But spirit is literally trying to give you a way to do this so that you can develop this gift into these other beautiful gifts and flourish them into psychic abilities and mediumship and medical intuitive and just... Maybe you want a business. You want to work from home. That's your goal. So if you want to work from home, you have to follow this intuition and like, how can I get there? Because it's not about hustling anymore and working really hard, trying to figure things out. When you try to figure something out, you are doing the opposite of listening to your intuition. So go get quiet. You go sit down right now and go meditate. Close your eyes, open insight timer. Intuitively choose a meditation, put your headphones on, close your door, do not answer it, do not let the kids come in with their fingers under the door, just close your eyes and just say, I want to open my intuition and watch what happens. Magic happens when you do this. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Singing Medium Podcast, Unearthing Your Intuition. My book is available on Amazon. I love all of you guys. I think you're great and I'll see you next time on the Singing Medium Podcast.